We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jim Hanley joining us now on the line, local boat captain, and talking about ice fishing this winter, which, Jim, I mean, I don't need to tell you, it's been basically non-existent, right?
It is non-existent. Good morning, guys. I'm looking out at the lake right now, and the waves are rolling in. They're a little thick and heavy, but there will be no ice fishing on Lake Erie this winter. Chautauqua's got good ice. They're catching a lot of fish on Chautauqua. And if you want to do any ice fishing, probably head to the Finger Lakes or Oneida or any of those lake areas.
There haven't been many winters like this one, have there?
No, I want to say, Susan, in the last 15 years, I think this is the third winter where we haven't had any ice. And the good part about it, the bad part is the ice fishermen can't fish, but the captains, like myself, don't have to put up with NIPA and the incompetence of getting the ice boom out in time. You know, we've talked many times in the spring of them leaving that ice boom in so long that it costs local charter captains tens of thousands of dollars because they have a rule, an arbitrary rule, there has to be 250 square miles of ice before they can pull the boom, which, you know, that's the Buffalo area, and it causes us not to be able to run our charters and have to cancel a lot of them. So it's a good thing for us. Ice is a good thing on the lake, though, in the long run, because fish spawn better under a thick bed of ice. The walleye populations have exploded over the last few years because we had so much ice over the last few years, which also brings on another thing of Cuomo's proposal to put 400-foot industrial turbines in Lake Erie, and an unprecedented measure where they, you know, we've had ice up to 40 inches thick over those last few years, and trying to put that in. So we're trying to keep the windmills out of Lake Erie.
Well, for ice fishing this winter, you know, we've heard from some people who have found, little spots here and there where they're able to get out onto the ice. I mean, what is it like for somebody who enjoys ice fishing to have a whole winter season where, I mean, you can basically go over a year between times when you're able to get out there?
Exactly. But, you know, I'm not the one that does that. I'm not much of an ice fisherman. I've done it a few times. But the good part about Western New York is the small bodies of water, the small lakes, Findlay and some of the other lakes, Casadega Lakes, all have ice on them. And in many, many areas, there's farm ponds that freeze up pretty quick and people catch fish, ice fishing that way. So, you're not going to get the big walleye like you do in Lake Erie. But, like I said, the advantage is it's going to be a boating season much earlier than normal.
Do fish, Jim, do they come into the harbors for that ice? Are they looking for it in the winter?
No, it's just, just there and they're accessible. One of the first places where everybody ice fishes is a small boat harbor, or the Buffalo Harbor State Park, as it's now called. Just because the shallower it is, the faster it's going to freeze. And with Lake Erie just being a constant mover, the waves are just almost never ending. The ice can't set up. And matter of fact, we had a little bit of ice along the shorelines, and as I look out right now, I don't see any anywhere. So as the waves come in, it's diminishing the ice and turning it to crystals, and it's going bye-bye.
Should it worry people that this might be more often than not happening in the future, where we have these mild winters? You hear about it so much, whether it's global warming or you hear as Buffalo is one of these cities that people might escape to get the perfect year-round temperatures. What is your thinking for the future of activities like this?
I heard that. I was kind of surprised because I think this is a kind of a freak. Like I said about this is the third time in maybe last 15 or 20 years. I don't remember, recall, you know, the time span. But it's pretty rare because remember only 2 years ago we had 40 inches of ice on the lake. So I wouldn't put a whole lot of credence that we're going to be the Miami of the North. But, you know, there may be some truth into a trend of warming. And matter of fact, as I look out too, the lake levels are super, super high. You know, Lake Ontario once again is in extreme trouble with all the Great Lakes. As a matter of fact, Erie, we have no beach where I live anymore. Normally there's a 30 or 40 foot beach, so the lake has to be up a couple feet, and they have to do something with the St. Lawrence, in order to purge that water so that those poor people along the shoreline aren't getting eroded again like they have in the past.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be another difficult year, like you said, for both lakes. You know, could this be the earliest removal for the ice boom this year, too, which, as you pointed out earlier, could be a early spring for boaters?
Right. It'll probably coincide with those other two winters where we had very little ice or no ice at all, the same as this year. So I'm hoping that they do that because, again, you know, they put up an arbitrary number, and whoever puts that up, I have no idea, the 250 square miles. And then they tell us, too, that when that ice boom is up, that it doesn't change the temperature along the shoreline. And if anybody, you know, lives along the shoreline and has ice in front of your house, it's a lot colder. So I don't know who did that press release for them, but it's a bunch of baloney. So we're excited that we're gonna have an early spring, and the perch fishermen will be out, and all the guys who missed out on ice fishing this year will make up for it in boat fishing.
Okay, well, hopefully it is an early spring, and you guys are able to get out there a little bit. When it does turn to spring, I mean, how soon are you expecting to be able to get some of those boats out, and how soon can people enjoy some of their summer activities here? An expanded summer, maybe?
Let's hope so. It would be really, really nice. Since last spring, the ice wasn't out until the beginning of May, and again, cost the local charter captains tens of thousands of dollars last year with that ice boom being in longer. So the nice part about it is Buffalo Harbor State Park, which is formerly the small boat harbor, you can launch anytime now. So once that opens up and it's safe conditions, they'll be out there perch fishing or out of Cattaraugus Creek. You know, the thing that I like to make a point of is this time of year is if you go out on a nice day, you're the only one out there. So just make sure that somebody knows where you are. You have signaling devices, you have a phone with you, because if you get out there and get stranded, you're not going to get a lot of help because there's not going to be many people out there to be able to rescue you. So use your head if you get out early, and I'm sure a lot of people will.
Yeah, great point on that one, Jim. Hey, what do you do in the winter when you're not boating or if you're not fishing?
Well, I actually work for the Buffalo Sabres. I'm on the broadcast team for the Buffalo Sabres, and I help control the iris on the cameras for all the Buffalo Sabre home games. And I do basketball games and sometimes football games and stuff. But I'm getting a little old, so I try to slow down a little bit. But, you know, when you have two great jobs, get to fish and get to be in sports broadcasting, it's a lot of fun. So I really enjoy that.
All right. Hey, pretty nice job. And happy birthday, by the way, we understand.
Thank you very much. I'm trying to forget it was today.
Yep.
Oh, we wouldn't let you forget that.
Jim Hanley joining us live, talking about ice fishing this year. Not exactly the year to do it around Western New York.
No.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.